thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum ben Moshe. Hello. Today, with the help of Dr. Lightman, we'd like to look at life from a different perspective. What is it? Where is it headed? What is it all about? Be with us. Tal, please. Yeah, on our previous show, we also talked about humankind, about our development, what's so special about people compared to animals. And we understood that inside a person, there is this program that forces us to develop more and more from generation to generation. We started out as cavemen. We developed science, technology, weapons. We destroyed our planet. We did many, many things, not all necessarily positive. And we understood that it's all a part of our development. It's not happening in vain. And today we're in a very special period in time, where despite all the riches, the plenty, the abundance compared to what we had in the past, researchers show that people aren't happier. Maybe they're even less happy. Depression is on the rise. Stress is on the rise. People are confused. They don't know where to aim their life to. They don't want to have children. They don't want the same things that the previous generations wanted. And the feeling is that our future is kind of blurry. And today, we'd like to understand, where are we really headed? Where is this developmental program that exists inside us is leading us? Why are we in such an unclear and confused state today? Today, we're actually in a beautiful, very good state, where humanity is starting to see the end of its egoistic development. And the end of the development of the forces of the mind and the heart, meaning the thought and the desire, which our ego is developing. Throughout history, we have developed many different kinds of science, technologies, starting with sticks and wheels, and up to different instruments, which are very smart, very sophisticated, complex. We went to outer space. We went into the depth of the ocean. We're building very special instruments, computers. We're very special in art and music and drawing and different compositions. We're building towers almost a kilometer high. We can circle our planet by plane, by ship, and whatnot. We've reached a state where a person can get into a plane and fly from continent to continent, meaning as if our ability here on Earth is limitless in terms of making a good life for ourselves. And we have reached a state where we're capable of even working only a few hours a day, and maybe even less, providing everything we need for ourselves. And along with it, we see that our nature, which has pushed us towards this entire development, along with it, has pushed us towards the development of evil means, weapons, everything we develop eventually, for some reason, it works adversely against us. We even see it in music, in drawing, in ballet, in sports, in everything. It is all becoming, instead of a game, instead of pleasure, beauty, instead of something pleasant for everyone, it becomes a bother. It becomes competition. Yeah, competition. And we also saw it with anything else that people developed, also religions, how they hate each other and how they separate people, distancing people from each other, and so on and so forth. Meaning, everything that man has developed, even from the most materialistic things to the as if most spiritual things in human society, eventually, it's not aimed in favor of people, for the benefit of people. Why? Because our essence is evil. Meaning, we have the intellect, we have the feelings. There are many good discernments about us. Good meaning that we're capable of doing many things. But what we do, somehow, it's always for the harm of others. And this is the expression of the principle of the essence of our nature, which is called the evil inclination. And therefore, we're reaching a state, like you mentioned, where we're despaired of our development. The situation is truly deteriorating on the one hand, but this situation shows us how much we're actually in need of change. And we can't control our nature. If we'll go and build something new now in human society, or in terms of government, politics, family, whatever it is, nonetheless, later on we'll find out that everything we do is worse than what we had before. Meaning, we're despaired, we give up, we don't want anything anymore, we don't want to get married, we don't want to have children. The governments understand that they can't control anything. But those people have an urge to twist things, so as if they're twisting everything. They're twisting everything according to the evil existing in each and every one of them, and this is the result that we see. And therefore, we are in the so-called recognition of evil, the recognition of the evil of human nature, that in this case, as if sit and do nothing, better. Why? Because at least don't do anything, then things won't be worse than they already are. And therefore humanity instinctively is as if becoming despaired, starting to stop itself, slowing down its entire development. And this is what we're seeing. And we can especially feel it in economy, international trade, and all of the commercial systems, economical systems. That's it. People don't want anymore. Many of the young people don't want anything. They prefer to live their life this way, not to be committed to anything, not to leave their parents' house, get some kind of a minimum income, and also not to develop. Not history, not culture, not education, not drawing, not nothing. They don't want anything. What will I have as a result? Meaning, we have already passed that point in which we've learned that nothing satisfies me, and on the contrary, anything that will develop will only give me a greater recognition of evil. So we can say that maybe people don't want the already known, but maybe they want, people are still in a state where they don't want anything because they're despaired, and they don't know how to solve this problem. And this is a big problem. Suppose if we're talking to the younger generation, in the meantime, they're very skeptic. They don't want to hear anything. Meaning, they're still despaired of how things were, But still, it does not pain them enough that they're not doing anything about it. And therefore, there's no soil yet in order to sow the seeds for the new development. It still doesn't interest them. They still don't feel bad about being in this period of delay. So from what I understood from our previous talk is that this entire process is a necessary one, that it's the program of nature that's working in us this way. This is what we discover from the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not that people discover this. We, the Kabbalists, discover this general program that's working in nature. And we bring the explanation about it to all people, because the wisdom of Kabbalah necessitates us to do this in our generation, and to start to teach people what do we really have to do, where these signs that we see from nature and the method which has to show them what is the real program go hand in hand. This method is 6,000 years old. But we were waiting. I'm talking about Kabbalists throughout the generations, starting with Adam, who was the first Kabbalist, and to this day, that they waited to disclose the purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah because the generation was not yet worthy, wasn't ready yet. Even Baal HaSulam said that the generation isn't ready yet. He wanted to disclose, he wanted to publish the Ummah, in Hebrew meaning the nation, newspaper, and other books and special articles that he wrote for the younger generation, for the free generation, as he calls it, for the masses. So when the newspaper was shut down, when they went against him, he said that the generation is not worthy yet, not ready, and he stopped. But we're in the next generation, a different generation. He said that from 1995, the wisdom of Kabbalah has to be disclosed to everyone. And since then, we started publicizing it, full steam ahead. And to this day, we're in a state where even though that there are many forces that are going against us, we have no choice. Human development and the order coming from above, from the program itself, from the upper force, forces us to do this. So according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, this program that has developed us all throughout history, human history, where is it aiming us right now? To the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the people of Israel and the entire world as broadly as possible. No, not in terms of knowledge and wisdom, but in terms of our development as a human species. What is that next place, the next level that this program wants to develop us to? This program wants to develop us towards greater connection between us, so humanity will take on the form of a circle, that all of us will be equal in equality, as one man and one heart, in a way that it has to appear before everyone as the future form of humanity. How will this form that you call a circle influence the discontent that people feel today, that as if maybe materialistically they have everything, but something in the heart is missing, that maybe I was born with a golden spoon in my mouth looking at our generation. I don't have the burdens of life, the concerns of life like my father or grandfather had. And still, how does this form of the circle have to do with that people have everything but something's missing? Not something, the main thing, the gist is missing. The reason of what am I living for, the purpose of life, the meaning of life is missing. And nothing can cover that. And, of course, if you'll put a person into such a framework where he will live the life of an animal, where he'll have nothing to eat, nothing to wear, then, first of all, he'll be concerned with his animalistic life, with the very basic things he needs in order to survive. But once he'll have that, again he'll feel that from within comes this question of what is the meaning of life? What are you living for? When he'll already start feeling that he's alive, that he has what to wear, what to eat, what to drink. Immediately after that comes the question of what for. And this is the question that turns us into human beings, that animals don't have that question and we do. So eventually I wanted to understand, why do we have this question and where is it supposed to lead us? This question has to take us towards our further development, towards the development of the human level. The human level is where we reach a connection with all the rest of the people, where we rise up above our ego, that our ego shows us. Where do we have to correct ourselves to be above our ego, not to destroy the ego, but to be above it, as it says that love covers for all crimes. The crime is the ego, the way we use it towards each other. And from there, we come to love another as thyself. And then we reach a completely different level of existence, a spiritual level of existence, meaning not in our animalistic body that's on the animate level, but we start living in spirit on the speaking level. This transition is still unclear to people, but it's truly like a new birth that's happening with us, spiritually wise, and this is something that we have to go through. And it's not simple to go through it. This is something that I'd say to begin with. And therefore, the method which is aiming us at connecting with each other is revealing itself, and to the extent to which we connect, the upper force works on us, the force of unity, the force of connection. It connects us. And when we become connected, then upon our ego, which wants to separate us, we connect, and then in the difference between those forces that separate us and the forces that connect us, in the difference between these two forces, we feel a new life. When people will be connected, as you put it, or as you previously said, in the form of a circle, when people will be connected, all those connected will feel happiness? Yes. How will it affect our personal feeling? Everyone will feel that they're living on a different level of existence. What kind? Spiritual. Meaning what? Living above the limitations of the animate body. The animate body is limited by time, space, motion. It depends on what does it fill itself with, and it's constantly concerned about it. How will it continue itself from generation to generation? All of these inclinations, these instincts that exist in animals, a person rises above it. He becomes free of it. His concern is only with attaining an ever greater extent of connection. I didn't exactly understand. I asked, how does the state that you call that people will become connected or in a circle, how will that influence a person's feeling of satisfaction? And the answer is, people will feel as a result of their connection. People will feel as a result of their connection a higher level of existence above this entire world. As it says, you shall see your world in your lifetime. That you reach the revelation of the new world, new reality, while you're still alive in your body, in this world, and you already start feeling a different degree above the body, outside of the body. Also, at the same time, and this way you shift from the feeling of this world to the feeling of an upper world, until your body finishes its role and passes away like any other animal, and you acquire a spiritual life. This is the purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that a person naturally cannot develop into that, but we have to receive this method from above, from the next degree. So if talking about human development, that people are more developed than animals and have abilities, and that people build themselves throughout history, and in practice we see that it doesn't bring us to a good and nice result, and we're asking them, what is our advantage over animals? And you're saying that nature has prepared a certain very developed evolutional phase, state, exalted evolutional phase that we have to come to. And this is the purpose for which we're developing so long for. Yes. So I'm trying to understand, how is it supposed to happen, this change? All in all, we're inside a living body, and you're talking about a reality of spirit here. What is this combination? Why did we have to go through so many thousands of years of development in an animalistic body in order to reach a spiritual development? Where is this process from matter to spirit? Why not immediately create us as creatures with spiritual abilities? No, we have to achieve the next degree ourselves. Were we to develop in the same way as from the still to the vegetative to the animate, and now from the animate, because we're animals, only more developed. So were we to continue this development, then nature would have continued with us. Then we would have been creatures that exist in nature instinctively, whereas now we're getting the ability to be against our nature, to build something which is opposed to our nature, because our entire nature is egoistic. Everyone exists only for their own benefit. And here, we want to open a new form of existence, which is opposite to the previous nature. This form is called the spiritual form, which you call a human being, because he resembles the upper force of nature, which is entirely bestowal and love. And this is something that happens necessarily, meaning nature aims us this way to begin with, to reach this state. Yes, it's so far from everything we know, the complete opposite. I'm trying to understand, what's the connection between the materialistic reality which we see and a certain state, a certain spiritual state that has to clothe in us? It's something very hard to grasp. Will we disconnect from the way we live now? Will we continue living in the world as we know it, only with an additional level to it? It's a different form of existence, in different dimensions, different measures, an eternal, complete form, beyond any limitations, boundaries. Physicists that are working in the field of cosmology are working with Einstein's theories, talk about it a bit. There we also see that science kind of touches all these matters which are above time, space, motion, where all of these limitations disappear from our psychology. And we shift to a different kind of psychology instead of introverted, extroverted, outside of ourselves. When people are connected, as you say, this is the future form that people become connected. When they are connected, how do they treat each other? The way you treat yourself, you treat others exactly the very same way. Absolutely. And previously you mentioned, when I asked you what will be the future form, you said that people take on the form of a circle. What does that mean? The form of a circle, it means that everyone's equal. Completely equal. But people aren't equal. Each person is different, unique. No, the fact that everyone's unique, that's from nature. That's how we're created. But we make ourselves equal. Equal how? By loving each other. Each according to his ability.
Okay.
Okay, another question. You said that this future form that we're advancing towards, it has the form of love another as thyself. Love another as thyself doesn't sound like something futuristic. It's something that we're hearing for thousands of years from all religions, philosophies, and so on. You put it as some kind of a future destination, but it's here for thousands of years, and we see that it's not really working. The method of connection, the wisdom of Kabbalah? No, not at all. You said that in the future people will be connected, that they will be connected in a circle, and they will realize the rule of love another as thyself in the future. In the future, meaning from our times and on, but not before. But we're hearing about it for thousands of years. Yeah, we're hearing about it for 6,000 years. So what's new? The new thing is that now we came to the general despair of our entire development, our entire existence on earth. And now people are starting to ask, what are we living for? That if previously the questions of why and what for were about buying something, acquiring something, then today people are asking about the meaning of life. These questions, the despair, the emptiness, and the times of materialistic abundance makes people more introverted, and you're drawing something very open, love another as thyself. It's the complete antithesis to what we see. Of course. Therefore, this method, which invites a special external force called the reforming light, is revealing. It's a special kind of force, light. Like the physicists talk about this special force that fulfills our universe, and this force treats us and connects us. It does it, not we. And it's not similar to other things we know from the past, where there was a desire to unite humanity. It's a completely different dimension. Completely different. We did not experience anything that we can compare it with or give an example from. One last question, because unfortunately our time's up. What's the best thing to want in our times? To know how to connect all of us together in order to discover the next dimension that humanity has to enter, has to be born in, and therefore the crisis, the translation of the word, is birth. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.